AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Police say the three victims in the deadly shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas were faculty members. Ed Donahue has details.
The gunman shot and killed by police was a longtime business professor, Anthony Polito. Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill says they're still working on a motive.
We know he applied numerous times for a job with several Nevada higher education institutions and was denied each time.
McMahill says Polito was struggling financially. There was an eviction notice found at his home.
The suspect had a list of people he was seeking on a university campus.
Polito also mailed letters to various universities with no return address. They were intercepted.
The first letter that we opened had an unknown white powder substance in it. Our armor unit and detectives are out currently processing those envelopes.
Audio from KTNV. McMahill says the weapon used was bought legally last year. I'm Ed Donahue.
A man suspected of killing six people in a shooting rampage through San Antonio and Austin, Texas earlier this week had been confronted by sheriff's deputies in August during a mental health crisis. They acknowledged they could have arrested him at the time for cutting off his ankle monitor, but left him with his family. The man's parents were among those killed. In Gaza, Israel has extended its offensive to the south, which is already packed with displaced people.
Israeli forces struck the southern Gazan town of Rafah overnight, sowing fear in one of the last places where civilians can seek refuge. Heavy fighting in and around the southern city of Khan Yunis has displaced tens of thousands of people and cut most of Gaza off from deliveries of food, water and other vital aid. Israel's military said its special forces at Khan Yunis had broken through defense lines of Hamas fighters and were assaulting their positions in the city centre. It said warplanes destroyed tunnel shafts and troops seized a Hamas outpost, as well as several weapons caches. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is AP News. In case you missed it, Jennifer King recaps last night's Republican presidential debate.
Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and Vivek Ramaswamy took the stage at a News Nation debate at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa.
I love all the attention, fellas. Thank you for that.
Haley drew the brunt of attacks from the Florida governor.
I have delivered results. That's what we need for this country. And you have other candidates up here like Nikki Haley. She caves any time the left comes after her.
She smiled as Ramaswamy held up a notepad with Nikki equals corrupt scribbled on it.
She should come nowhere near the levers of power, let alone the White House.
Christie made the most direct attack against Donald Trump, the absent frontrunner.
He is unfit to be president.
DeSantis suggested Trump, who is 77, is too old for the job.
Father Time is undefeated.
Trump demonstrated his hold on the party this week with an endorsement from Alabama Senator Katie Britt. And instead of a rally Wednesday night, he held a fundraiser. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.